on my show, everyone talks over each other.
I see.
That's how we do it over here. I actually have a couple guests in, Tony. Garrett is here. Garrett actually lived in Ireland for a while, and supposedly what he's telling me, and I don't know if it's still true, he may be having a guest calling in from County Clare momentarily. Is this true?
To who?
Go ahead, Garrett. Say it in the microphone. Tralee?
Hello, Mr. Fallon. Garrett Roach here. I don't know if you remember myself and my mother Maggie or not.
Yes, I do, distinctly.
In your hardware store. Wow. You remember you were talking to us about Eddie Rabbit's mother's maiden name being Dempsey?
Yes.
And my mom since passed away, May 2015, of kidney disease, sadly.
Okay.
Very, very sadly. I can't even put it into words. But when you mentioned, you just happened to mention Ann Kelly, I'd like to ask you, is she possibly related to the Kellys of the Galway Blazers who played around the East Durham area years ago?
No, she's not. And I know some of the Kellys who were on the Galway Blazers who are still performing up here. The drummer from the Galway Blazers is still performing up here.
There's some younger generations, yes.
No, the older man is still performing. Older, he's probably in the 60s.
My goodness, wow, they're still going and kicking.
Excellent. Yeah, well, Jimmy has just come out with a new Irish musical. And Jimmy would be probably the son or the grandson of some of the people who ran the Kellys pubs and so on in East Durham. And he would also be a cousin of Kitty Kelly, who has her own band as well.
Yes, I've heard of her.
Yeah.
But my guest on today is from Tralee, County Kerry.
Are you in Kerry?
Is what Kieran meant to say. No, I'm here in the studio in Hudson.
Are you really?
Yes. But I have the guest coming on, Michael O'Brien, a member of the Irish traveling community from Tralee, County Kerry, over my speakerphone. He's in his 70s, and he has some stories to tell, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I had a story to tell. Do you remember Pecker Dunn?
Yes.
Well, one night I was in a deli down in Manhattan, and Pecker Dunn was there, and I had never seen him, you know, other than hearing his records and everything. And he was discussing with the man behind the counter how to make a ham and cheese sandwich, you know, or whatever.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And he's telling him, no, you can't have whatever, you know, that's not the way we do it here. So I said, excuse me, sir, are you Pecker Dunn? And he says, I am. Who the hell are you?
Hilarious. Well, Pecker's from an very interesting background. His dad was Irish traveler.
Oh, yes.
Tinker descent. And his mom was of actually Roma descent from Italy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So we had a great chat that night. And whatever I told the man behind the counter, I wasn't too long out in America, from Ireland that time. So I explained to the man behind the counter what he wanted, and he got the sandwich he wanted.
Fabulous. He was known for telling it like it is and therefore getting his way.
Yeah. Well, he also wrote some great songs that I love. You know, I'm not sure if he wrote the one, The Traveling People, but he certainly wrote the one, My Name is Paddy, I'm Called Pecker Dunn, and the one about Wexford and some of the other songs that he wrote as well. And unfortunately, he has passed away, and he was a great banjo player.
I know. That was so unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, good talking to you. And, you know, come into the store. I'll see you again.
Oh, you as well, Tony. If I can make it over there, I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah,
thank you
good.
So much, sir.
Okay.
All right, Tony, thanks again for that update. The Irish Arts Week in East Durham going through Friday with a grand bash on Saturday, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I plan to get over there at some point to East Durham. That's still Greene County, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Tony, thanks again.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Phone call.
Have a wonderful evening.
All right, you do the same now.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tony Fallon calling in. I guess he rung in the full moon last night at 2 o'clock in the morning over there in East Durham with the good folks. And here we are with more good folks in the studio. We have not just Garrett, Rob and Chris. Also, welcome to the afternoon show. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Say hello.
Thanks for letting me be here.
There you go, Chris. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Kieran, again.
You got it, Rob.
Woo!
All
Chris
right.
and Rob, two
and
of the best.
There you go, Garrett. So, Garrett, see what you could do if your buddy can call. What's his name again?
Michael O'Brien.
Mike O'Brien. See if he might be able to call in on your Sally Daly phone there and put him on the speakerphone right up to the microphone. And,
certainly. Yes, sir.
And we'll go from there. So once again, folks, it is the Monday afternoon show. You are more than welcome to call in. Phone number here, 518-828-0290. We're taking requests, comments, and anything in between what you want to give us. So I got about a half hour left. Here we are, about a half hour left. We have this gentleman calling in from
Tralee County Kerry.
And he's part of the traveling community. And if you don't know the traveling community, they're sort of like Irish gypsies. They're communities in Ireland that generally live in what they call caravans.
Michael!
And
we're ready to go on.
So why don't you put him right on there,
right,
Garrett.
Here, I'm just about to put you up to the microphone
and,
now.
And
here we go.
Here he is. Let's see how the speakerphone works here.
I have you on speaker, Michael. I'll introduce you to the host, to Mr. Kieran Riley, and his assistant today is Mira.
Mira,
she's
Mira,
went
how'd
out
it go?
Room, everybody. And we have Rob and Chris here, my two friends I mentioned to you. And Kieran, the host, is ready for you, my friend. So I'll put you up to the microphone now, Michael. Here you go. Most welcome.
How goes it, Michael?
Thank you very much. We're talking now from Ireland. My name is O'Brien, Michael O'Brien.
How is everything in Kerry, Mr. O'Brien?
Things are great at the moment, but there's quite a few problems as well, like, you know.
Yep.
The rain at the moment has been a small bit of trouble, and we have little bank problems. But everything, other than that, is okay. We have a new, you know, we have a new government now. But everything's okay.
You're going to get through this one, too, huh?
Sorry?
You're going to get through this one, too, huh?
Yeah. And Garrett is a great friend of all 3 years.
So tell us a little bit how you met Garrett, how you crossed paths, and maybe a little background thing or two, or maybe a story or two you want to share with us?
A little background. I was born on the side of the road. I was a traveling man.
Okay.
We used to keep horses years ago. A traveling man. We used to keep horses years ago. We were reared in the road, if you like. And we used to keep horses. I bought horses and every kind of horses. We used to go to fairs all around the country. Puck Fair now. You know, Ballinasloe. And the olden days, Appleby. All the fairs we attended. Selling stuff. And there were great days. In the olden days, there were great times. By the way, we met Garrett years ago, and he's a great friend of the family since. Great friend of the family.
So where are you calling from right now, Michael O'Brien? Where are you at home?
I'm at my own house out here in Tralee, County Kerry, Mountain Court.
We met each other all in Castle Island, though.
That's years ago, Castle Island. We met Garrett first at Castle Island.
The famous meeting place.
My family and my wife. Huh?
The famous meeting place. We just bumped into each other on the street, the way it should be. We didn't meet on Facebook. We didn't meet on social media.
No, Garrett. That's sitting here on the street. It's Castle Island.
Woo!
A small little town, but a nice little town. There are nice people there, Garrett.
Especially yourselves, definitely. One time. And we were always looking out for you.
That's right, Garrett, that's right. You were always very nice to talk to, and all the family respect you.
Oh, well, you're the best, because somewhere along the way, somewhere along the road, we have to be related.
We don't know where we're school from. That's funny, but I ask a lot of old travelers now, and they don't know where they spring from, and they don't know how they got to the road. No, we were probably evicted years ago out of our homes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, eh?
Well,
yeah, that would be other people living now in our places, and we don't know.
Speak loud. Oh. All right, go ahead. Rob's got a question for you.
Michael?
Yeah.
My name is Rob. I met Garrett in Hudson. I've been around him a lot. I have a question. I plan to go to Ireland next May, in May 2018. My son and I want to come over, so maybe we'll have a chance to meet you when we come.
It would be lovely.
That would be great to meet people that are really, you know, from...
You know, we love telling people the story, the way we were reared, you know. In the olden days, it was bad, it was tough. You know, something like the Indians now years ago, they were wrong too, like. But we feel we were wrong here all our lives. You know, we ask any child today, you know, that's traveling people, that's settled down, or that's all read and write. But somewhere in their life, in their generation, they had to be put out of their homes or evicted or something. You know, that's in every traveling person in Kerry now. They imagine, they want to know where they come from.
Wow. You know, Garrett has told me so much about the traveling people. So I'm getting at least to listen, to meet somebody. I've never talked to anybody from your background at all.
But here in Kerry, you know, I don't know your first name. Here in Kerry now, we're traveling people sitting down. All my daughters are educated, and my granddaughters are educated. I'm educated myself. But at the same time, we had a language one time. It was called the Gammon language. That's what the travelers called it, the Gammon. It was a traveling language. We were never supported by the government to back up that language.
Mm-hmm. No, and it goes back further than the Gaelic.
Oh, it goes back years and years and years. There was a teacher in the store one time, Brian McMahon. I went to school there. I was raised there in the store. But Brian McMahon, I used to go to his house every Tuesday and learn him the Gammon language. He was a great writer.
Hey.
Himself and John B. Keane. They were great writers. Brian McMahon and John B. Keane. They were famous writers. But I learned Brian McMahon the Gammon language.
That's fascinating. Michael, could we ask you to actually share some of the language with us? Can you say a sentence or two in the native language?
Oh, yeah, of course. If I was talking to someone about a house, I'd say, Tom Colin Nash, if he's Nash is over here, sir. You know? I was talking about a date, and I'd say, Tom, so over there, Nash, if you're over here.
Okay.
I have it on.
That's fascinating. Wonderful. Well, I think we may have to wrap it up.
Language. I have all that language. I really wanted it.
Fascinating. Michael, do you have any final thoughts for the future of the traveling people in Ireland, the future of Ireland? Any parting thoughts you want to share with us across the great pond here over in Hudson, New York?
In Ireland at the moment, we always know the Kerry travellers, but you know something, they're doing nothing for the travellers. The Kerry travellers do nothing at all for them. And there's still discrimination here in Kerry, Cork, and Limerick, you know, in all Ireland. There's still discrimination going on. It will never stop.
I'm familiar with the...
I have grandchildren going to school now, but you can even see the discrimination in schools still.
Oh, well, your daughter Donna had it day in and day out, she was telling me.
That's right. She too, done two twins. But this discrimination, Garrett, is still going on here. And the Kerry travelers, I think I told you before the other day, the Kerry travelers are doing nothing about it. They're supposed to be a great group, but they're doing nothing about it. They're probably set on their own list, you know what I mean?
The Kerry Travelers Development Group, yes. Yes, and...
That's right. You know, soon down all over the country. But then I see, Garrett, you know, I see they're fed them, they're all niched. Like another TDs in Kerry, Cork, and Limerick.
The TDs, yes, the Irish equivalent of mayors.
You know, Garrett, I'm not highly educated, no, I can read and write.
You're...
I'll go and check the one. But I can read and write, thank God. I'm kind of sharp all the time. And, you know, I hate to see anyone getting wronged. It can be any color. I hate to see him getting wronged in life.
Of course.
You know, I love fairness for everybody.
This is just it, Michael, and it's just unbelievable. You know, they talk about, they just may name travel as an ethnic minority in Ireland several months ago, and you know, we're the you're the original people of this earth. So and in Ireland, so now they're just only naming you an ethnic minority now is crazy.
There's one thing here I can't forget. I was reared, born there, went to school in the store. And we were living in 17 O'Connell's Avenue. It was a rough terrace that I know, but we survived. But anyway, there was a man there that never liked traveling people. I wanted to see them all the year. But anyway, my father died first, and he died in. But he couldn't bear traveling people, this man. No, he there was something in his system. But anyway, when he was buried, when she buried, 1 foot from my father.
Oh.
That hit the head in the head now. And it's
Francie, a different Francie Barrett from the boxer, of course, huh?
I'm cutting him off.
All right. Okay, Michael, we're just wrapping it up here now, my friend.
All right,
we're going to speak again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
You did outstanding, Michael.
We really appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
All right, bye now.
That was absolutely fascinating. Michael O'Brien calling in from Tralee, County Kerry, a friend of you, Garrett.
You don't hear too many brogues like that anymore, even in Ireland.
Yeah, it was a little rough with the audio to try to catch him, but
I was trying to hold the speaker.
But that's what happens when you have international phone calls on the Monday afternoon show. But hey,
bet.
I'll take it.
It was absolutely superb. He's one of the best in the universe. I will tell you.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, so I got to do for just a second here, Garrett. Oh, sure. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play some Bela Fleck and the Flecktones because today is Bela Fleck's birthday. He was born in 1958.
Oh, interesting.
And believe it or not, he does a track with the Flecktones right here called A Celtic Medley. So if you listen carefully, you may hear some Irishness in this music. So stay tuned, folks.
Very well.
It's the Monday afternoon
show.
Well,
you just heard the core of what Ireland's all about.
That was Bela Fleck acoustic. Celtic medley with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones on Bela Fleck's birthday today. Happy birthday, and a big, big thank you to Michael O'Brien calling in from County Kerry. You don't often get that. Member of the traveling community over there, and the travelers of, well, maybe give us a little synopsis of what was Michael talking about there. Garrett, why don't you tell us what was going on there?
Well, he was getting down to the center core, as I say, of what Ireland's all about. And as he mentioned, the Gammon, and some travelers also call it the Cant language. That predates the Gaelic, because the Irish travelers are a pre-Celtic people. And he was explaining about, you know, living on the road. He was in a barrel top wagon, in the wooden handmade half barrels pulled by horse, often by their own breed of horse, known as an Irish tinker, gypsy, or cob horse. And he was explaining that they had their family, they had each other. You know, they, speaking of Braille, I'll bring up the positivity group again. They were positive, but they had negative forces coming from the outside. So that being, I mean, even back from the time of the Celts on, and then England intertwined there, and even to an extent the Vatican as well. So they were kept from all quarters. They were prevented from settling on the land initially, or they would, centuries ago, they were dispersed off their land first. That's how they were made into traveling people. They were known as tinkers because they were very, very highly skilled in tin smithing, working with tin and other metals, making and mending pots and pans, etc., trading horses, also very good carpenters. And then, you know, they were forced on the road, then they were forced back off the road in the 60s, primarily into, first it was the mobile homes, or caravans as they call them, and then it was these houses owned by the county councils. And that's when their real trouble started, because many younger travelers, especially younger generations, have become mentally and emotionally disturbed because of the generations now of mistreatment, and then being thrust into modern society. Many of them are going at each other now, which is very, very sad. But the initial people were like Michael O'Brien, who you just heard. He is an example of, when you think of an original Irish or even pre-Irish native, if you'd like to say. And, you know, they sell, if, as you can hear in his gentleman's voice, they celebrated everyday life despite the hardship, despite the mistreatment and discrimination and such. And even to this day, some of them still try to.
That is pretty amazing. I do have to say, I'm really glad that you set that phone call up, Garrett. Thank you.
Oh, you're
and
so welcome.
The
Kieran,
traveling people of Ireland is a fascinating history there. Folks should look into it, because it is very fascinating. I'd like to play another Irish song. Calls for it. You know a Christy Moore by any chance?
Well, I had brought my CD, okay, with a particular track on it that I'd like
to. You
want
to play yours first,
if you don't mind, because
okay,
I Dave Dannon in the early 80s did an excellent job playing music, and I have the soundtrack here for it, too. The Irish RM, right, about the English magistrate who comes to practice in Ireland. This is called The Teetotaler, and it just gives a very good example of how the original Irish music sounded that traveling people would play.
There you go. Original Irish music, how traveling people would play.
Here's for you, Michael.
All right. Here it comes. We'll be right back. Closing in on the 6 o'clock hour. It's the Monday afternoon show. That is good stuff. If you're not tapping your toes by now, I don't know what's wrong. That is the Boron in the background. You can hear it. What's the name of the band, Garrett?
It's unreal. That is Dave Dannon, but that's from Dave Dannon before they became very well known. That's early 1980s Dave Dannon from the soundtrack of the series The Irish RM about the resident magistrate.
So what I'm going to do right now is give Rob a crack at the mic. And thank you, Rob, so much for coming in with a little bit of Columbia County history. And I want to give you a chance to share some of that history. What do you got for us there, Rob?
Well, I'm going to speak briefly about a town, actually probably a hamlet, in the town of Chatham in the northern part of Columbia County.
Okie dokie.
Malden Bridge is not known by many people, but I was there last weekend. And a little bit of fact from the historian, Richard Dorsey, who wrote an extensive book about the village. It was founded probably in the early 1700s. The Malden Bridge lay as a path between Albany and Stockbridge, Mass., Massachusetts. It was an easy place to go to ford the Kinderhook Creek, and people could travel through Malden Bridge heading east to Canaan, New York, in the east part of Columbia County, through the Taconic and Berkshire Mountains into the western part of Massachusetts. So it was a way of traveling. The area was first settled by the Van Ness family, who arrived there in the mid-1700s. The Van Nesses family settled there and some of the Dutch settlers at the time. They're notable for losing their son Abraham Van Ness, who was killed in August 1777. He was on leave from the Continental Army. He was there to help out in the farm, and he was killed by a group of loyalists traveling through Malden Bridge, who were then heading up to the British General Burgoyne up in Saratoga. So the notoriety is that there's a marker by Kinderhook Creek to Abraham Van Ness, who was killed in Columbia County, maybe one of the few casualties of the Revolutionary War. So it's just a little tidbit. I thought we would end it there, and thank you so much, Kiernan.
Well said, Rob. Well done.
Sorry to cut it short, Rob, but that's absolutely fascinating. I read a little bit about the Van Ness family. Talavera in Claverick. Very interesting estate going back to the Van Ness days. Right now, I think we got to play this for Chris. Chris, what is this?
Yeah, this is me, a song I recorded years ago. This is me on acoustic guitar, bass, and big drums. And here it is.
Some amazing stuff there. If you go to YouTube, John Chris Lannis, that is Chris on acoustic slide. And what now?
The other one is Armageddon Time bass. I stole the bass from Armageddon Time.
That's awesome. Well, that is great. We are just about out of time. We just squeezed it in barely. Garrett, Rob, Chris, want to thank you so, so much. I think that we should go out with our usual customary mayhem. I just want to say thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kieran. You did crack a jack. You went above and beyond this time.